Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Love is Blind, Season 4, Episodes 9 through 11, Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, this is our third installment of doing this show, fourth season, watching it. And apparently they decided to take the drama meter, crank that joke up as we get through this one, to the point that we thought we were going to do four installments. This apparently we're going to end up having to do five, because there's one more episode left after this, and then the live reunion, as they decide to do something completely different this time around.
I'm curious to see how this whole live thing is going to go. It looks like one episode is on the 14th, and then I think
that's
on the
Friday.
16th.
Yep, and then Sunday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how the live goes and see, you know, what happens. People going to really get all aggro and talk some trash or what?
So it's going to be, so we need to figure out our schedule for this weekend too, because there's a lot of stuff happening for us to do this weekend, because, you know, you're traveling, we got Married at First Sight to do, we still have Ready to Love to do, then we'll have this to do, and then we'll have the live reunion to do. It's like, oh my God, we're going to be reality TV. Who knew that when we started this journey, you would be here doing reality, spending a weekend on reality dating TV.
I sure didn't think I'd be doing it at all. And it hasn't been bad except for one show that everybody knows I really hate. Love is Blind's not that bad.
Well, so here we are as we get down to these next couple of episodes. How's you enjoying the season so far, though?
It's better than some of the other shows. I think they showed a whole lot more about how the couples get this bond. But I think what this season is telling me, along with the other seasons, is those of us who have gone through this experiment, we just can't relate. Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't imagine, you know, proposing to somebody sight unseen.
Right.
And then getting married 20 days later. It's just weird. But it's really interesting to hear the perspective of the people that are going through it. But as they try to explain it to their friends and family, everybody's like, you're doing what?
Exactly. Well, you know, it's funny because you sound like some of the people on the show that we'll end up talking about at some point. But let's go ahead and kick things off. You know, we saw where we left off last episode, Jackie and Marshall. And, you know, here it is. They're walking away from the get together. And Jackie walked away like absolutely nothing happened. Like, oh, yeah, I saw Josh, so whatever. You know, like she didn't sit over there and have a whole one-on-one conversation of her. Her conversation with Marshall was just like, so?
It was. She really downplayed it. But what tripped me out is I like looking at Marshall's eyes when they zoom in on him and he gives you that look.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that dad when you're messing up. He's looking at you from across the room with just that stare.
She's Marshall like, oh, has you have that such look. Pretty eyes. Yes, such pretty eyes, Marshall.
These are angry eyes. These are angry eyes.
You don't want to see me when I'm angry.
You know, after they had the group get together for Chelsea's birthday and they get back to the house, you know, Jackie was just pretty much done. She's tired and ready to go to bed. And Marshall was like, no, we're going to talk today. Which kind of goes back to what we were talking about last week. I'm like, hey,
oh,
they're
boy,
mad.
Here we go.
Let them go. Let them go to sleep.
Okay,
deal with it tomorrow. But some people say, no, you don't go to bed with unresolved business. So.
But when you're dealing with a five-year-old, sometimes you have to let them go and sleep it off, right? And let's be honest, there's nothing Marshall could have done in that moment. Actually, what he probably should have done was just, all right, well, let's go cuddle up and you know, get his last bit of loving from her, because there was absolutely none to be had past that, right? He should have known that. He should have seen that. But she probably would have gotten turned away anyway, so.
Yeah, she wouldn't have felt it at all. And then he kept asking her, what do you need from me? And then she comes up, just love me. I'm like, after the way you were acting? Nope. I can't love you tonight. Not at all.
Yeah, pretty much. Because, you know, here's the thing. she really gave away everything that was happening, right? And it's like her namesake, Jackie says. says Jacquelina played. I like how she spelled out Jackie's name completely. Like, Jacquelina, let's make sure we talk about her first. Jacquelina played Marshall from the jump. The first time she called him dumbass after the reveal, I knew she was going to play him. And you know what? We saw this happen. We saw it unfolding. She had a good poker face at Chelsea's party, but it started to crack as the longer she spoke to Josh, right? Well, here's the thing about it. As Marshall asked Jackie, what does she want from him? And she wants no part of the conversation, and he's still going, you know, I just need to know. She blows him off, saying, oh, well, you're doing everything perfect. We knew that was BS, right?
Right.
But then she also goes on to say, well, you know, I've had an emotional day and emotional conversations where I don't even know what's going on. Wait, what? Stop. Hold up. What does that mean? And that's where he sort of stopped her. Wait a minute. Emotional conversation? You don't know what's going on? What don't you know what's going on?
Well, apparently, you know, teeth cleaning can just really emotionally drain you throughout the day. So, and we all know she has some stuff going on in her personal life, and so that could be a part of it. But I think the reality was she was done. Now she's just trying to figure out, how do I let Marshall know that I'm done?
Yeah. No, that's true. You know, here's one that Kara says, emotionally unavailable people don't have the bandwidth to deal with emotions on a whim. Because she's like, look, I just want to go, bro, I just want to go to sleep. I got to work tomorrow. Bro.
Tired, bro. Bro, yeah. Tired. Yeah. No, you know, and so it was really interesting. On her Instagram, she was upset about how they played it. Because we always talk about this, how the producers kind of have a spin of how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
So the way the whole episode aired, it made it seem like she was kicking it with Josh and then later on broke up with Marshall, which wasn't the case. You know, they had their hot talk that next morning or the next day. And that's when she kind of ended it, which is really what everybody, all of us in the chat, we're like, yes, leave Marshall alone.
But yeah, well, you know, let's get to that, because we'll get to that a little bit later. Let's move on to Zach and Bliss first, because, you know, as that conversation that with Jackie and all that, we'll get to that, because that reveal happened a little later, right? It's when everything else happened in there. But Zach and Bliss, you know, they get to meet Zach's family, and of course, Zach's family loves Bliss almost immediately.
They were very supportive, which I thought was really great. You know, it's as we watch these shows, not everybody's family is bought into doing this, but they seem really supportive and they truly cared about Zach. Mm. And they really gave Bliss a chance and really wanted to get to know her and didn't judge her for, like, why are you going through this process? Y'all aren't going to make, you know, whatever. They weren't negative by any means. And so I thought that was good. What was cringeworthy is like watching Josh have to keep explaining, well, there was two.
You mean Zach?
Zach, sorry. There was two, but then, oops, my bad. I picked the wrong one. Yeah. I got this one.
So what you're talking, and also that also happened when he met Bliss's sisters, Anna Lee and Tatiana, and Bliss's mom, Catherine. That also happened as well, too, when he met with them. And the fact, like, as he's sitting there with them and having to explain, because he's just a talker. And so he's trying to get into it, and he's telling the whole story, and even Bliss is like, oh, you're going to tell the whole story. Okay, go ahead. Which, you know, I give him kudos for that, because at least he wasn't trying to hide that part of it. No, here's what happened, you know?
I do, too. And I think he handled the conversation with her sisters and her mom, I think, really well. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, you know, her mom traveled down just for this purpose to be able to meet him. And even again, they didn't really question Bliss's decision on the process and all that. And I think that the most touching part of that whole deal is when Bliss's mom said that, hey, if all this works out, I'll be your mom.
Right. Because, you know,
I thought that was beautiful.
Because he really won him over with his backstory and the fact that, you know, his mom is there no more. So, you know, it was a good thing when Catherine did that. She said that, and that was a great moment. I also thought she hit it on the head when she said no one wants to be second best either. The whole concept, like, yeah, this is great and all. And especially in the explanation of him proposing to Irina. Hey, this is great. I'll be your mom too. But remember, no one wants to be second best. Because, again, the thing you don't like is Bliss brought it back up. Of course she's going to bring it up.
Every time. It's never going to go away. Every time.
High Vibe says Bliss's mom's crying was weird to me. Did you think it was weird?
You know, I High Vibe again. We're, you and I. I was like, she just got into the room and already crying. You know, I'm like, what is going on with that? So I thought that was, I can't say it was odd. I just didn't understand. Maybe something happened or conversation happened prior to them getting up on camera. But I did think that was weird where she just walks into the room just already misty.
Yeah, I mean, emotional time. I mean, you know, it's her daughter. It's, you know, well, she has two families for Zach to meet, and he gets to meet Bliss's dad, Shah, the brother, Zai, sister, Zaya, and the stepmom, Anid. And, yeah, the first thing that we notice is that Shah quickly realizes Zach is not sports inclined at all. His strength is not sports. He can't fish. He doesn't play golf. he didn't even ask about basketball. It's like, I already know, I can see. No football.
But isn't that like that's how male conversations go. We try to find some common ground. Are you into this? Are you into that? Well, I got nothing. It's nice to meet you. And we walk off. You know, we don't keep engaging because I have nothing to connect with you on. And I feel like maybe he was trying to do that. And then after he realized he couldn't connect, instead of trying to see how he can connect or build a better bridge, he just said, all right, then I'm just going to be an ass.
Well, let's be honest. It wasn't him just trying to be an ass. Zach decided to go into Y Law, and he went down this path that I thought Shaw was about to doze off. I thought Bliss's dad was about to doze off and just like, you know. He was like, yeah, well, I don't deal with any of that.
No, yeah, Zach is quite wordy, and he went down the rabbit hole on that, and Bliss should have like tapped him on the shoulder, be like, hey,
yeah,
move on. Wrap this up.
I thought he was going to, now here's the thing, though. I thought he was going to get Bliss's dad, when he started talking about, you know, why he loves her. Bliss's dad, he didn't break. At least he blinked, but that's about all he did.
Yeah, his whole attitude was just like, yeah, whatever. Yes. How long have y'all known each other? 20 days? Okay. Yeah, there was nothing that Zach could have done to win over Bliss's dad, even if he played golf with Tiger Woods every other Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad is just not into it. But did you think that, I feel like there's some history between Bliss and her dad where it's a little contentious. Mm-hmm. Just by the way they kept going back and forth in conversation. I'm like, Bliss, why are you? It's almost kind of like that teenager, like, but I love him and I want to be with him. Why do you not like him? I just thought that was interesting how they have that type of relationship.
Well, so one of the things you notice is that her dad is a very stubborn man, and I put it like this. The note I made when I was watching her dad was, yep, that would be Tara right there. It didn't matter to him. He's like, this is what I think, and this is where it is. And he was stuck on his side of what it is, right? But you're right. These two have probably gone at it a number of times. And it's interesting because, you know, you look at the part of him saying it's only 20 days, and he's giving some realism to it and some reality to it. And the fact, like, look, this is the honeymoon phase. And we say that to a lot of people, but that doesn't mean you're just discredited immediately. And it feels like that's what he did immediately.
I'm laughing because I look at the note that I made and you're going to love this. Bliss's dad was kind of an ass, but I'd probably be the same way if my daughter did the exact same thing. I literally had that typed out verbatim.
So see, because I was right.
You know me so well. And her dad's coming from a place of experience and gone through a divorce.
His experience.
True, his experience, but also going through a divorce, knowing how much the divorce impacted Bliss, maybe worried that she could be making the wrong decision. Because if it goes well for any of these couples, if it goes well, great. But if it goes bad, what's the first thing people are going to say?
I told you so.
We shouldn't have did the show. What? Told you so.
You know, people were in the live chat saying that, you know, well, Bliss's mom came through crying. Some saying the crying annoyed them. Maybe she was crying because she knew that Bliss was going to have to take Zach to go meet her daddy, too. Because remember, she was married to this man. She's like, oh, Jesus. Baby girl, I'm happy for you, but your daddy is not going like this.
No, he's not going to like it. And I think a lot of dads would probably be the same way. A lot of our parents, those of us that are watching this show and commenting in the chat, our parents wouldn't be on board for something like this. But Bliss is 32. She grown.
Mm-hmm.
Let her make her choice. If it goes well, awesome. If this relationship fails, all right, baby, what'd you learn? What'd you learn from this going forward? Besides, don't go on reality TV and embarrass this family name again.
For real. it's interesting because here's the thing here. Like, I see a something to be said. I love how Bliss stood up for herself and Zach. That's a real partnership. And she really did. She stood tall against her dad. And you could tell this was not their first disagreement. These two have gone at it over and over. And he can't wait to go, see, I told you so. Because he's just like, yeah, whatever. Mm, okay, yeah. Yep. It's how long again? 20 days? All right, yeah. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm.
I think it's sad that you, when I was a kid, when grown folks were talking, you had to excuse yourself from the table
when
adults talk. I felt sorry for her siblings. So they got to be sitting there just like, this is awkward. This is awkward.
She had to look at them like, this is gonna be y'all. I just want you to know. Take notes. Oh, the daddy you know, that ain't the same daddy I grew up with.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we don't know the history between Bliss and her dad. And obviously there's a lot of probably challenges that they've had with each other. And I think it's great that she stood up for Zach in that relationship because Zach's not going to stand up to him. I just don't think that's in him to do that. So I'm glad that she did. But still, at the end of the day, it just seemed like a teenager trying to argue with their dad about why they like a boy.
I can't believe you'd say that. You know, check this out. Jerry says, I'm sorry, Bliss's daddy was rude as hell and would be willing to bet he's the reason for the divorce from Bliss's mom. And, you know, he's going to be the villain in this one. But here's another thing that Tony pointed out, because I missed this, and maybe you caught it. Did y'all catch your stepmom crying at the end? I don't think it was because they were unhappy with Bliss's decision. It was giving dad is emotionally and verbally abusive. Well, daddy's stubborn as hell. I know that much. I don't know about the abusive part, but he's definitely stubborn as hell and wants his way.
He's stubborn, and maybe I would not want to just assume that he is abusive or anything like that. But there are certain people that just feel uncomfortable when there's confrontation happening around them and you don't know how to respond. Normally, without the camera crew, you just get up and go to a different room. Now you got to sit there. It's awkward. And so maybe that's what she was feeling. Who knows? She didn't say a whole lot. Don't know if she was allowed to or not, but she didn't speak much. So I can't guess. What
speak
she was
only thinking. When I allow you to speak. You understand me? All right. You sit there, you be quiet, and you support me, woman. Does that sound like... so here's something JG said. They can be skeptical, but he was just rude and purposely difficult. Yes, he was difficult. You know, here's the funny thing about this, though. When it comes to reality TV, we get upset at the fact that he was being difficult. I'm not mad at him being difficult. Everybody can't be like, oh my God, this is great. You know, because the reality is, it's not going to be the greatest for everybody, like you said, right? So I'm not mad at him for being difficult. Because isn't that the same thing we laugh at? Bad Boys. Was it Bad Boys 2? When it took the kid who came to get Martin's daughter, it's always about the dad threatening and I'm gonna be cleaning my gun when her date comes. You know, I'm gonna do this. It's all these things that we laugh at in the movies. This is just, you know, slightly scripted / unscripted movie too, extended movie, right?
Well, my thought is if that's who you are, why sign up to come be a part of the show and come meet Zach? Like, just say, I don't want to participate in this. I don't believe in it. Why come on for all that?
I like the fact that he showed up for his daughter, though. Do that. Show like, hey, she got a daddy. Let me explain something to you real quick, boy. She got a daddy. Okay? I am not mad at that. Now, something else that was pointed out here in the chat from Shermirel, who says, when Zach was like, my mom is dead, she has no thoughts. Cringe. You know what? I actually like that because, you know, the way Bliss's dad was being like, well, what do your parents think about it? He's like, my mom's dead. She has no thoughts. It was a way to like make him go, wait a minute.
Well, yeah, because now he has to change his strategy because he can't pounce on him. for that, because then he's going to look like even more of an ass.
Yes.
You know, but he said what he had to say. He got it off his chest. Mm-hmm. And now we just have to see what happens. And I think anyone that goes on the show, they have to expect that reaction mm-hmm. from their parent. Bliss knows her dad. She knew she was what was coming to dinner.
Guess who's coming to dinner? Dad.
Yeah. she knew who was coming to dinner. She was like, well, you have to deal with this at some point.
You know, one of the things that happened as they moved on, we moved on through that, was we found out that Bliss was starting to get worried as they were days away from the wedding / decision day, because both of their parents had gotten divorced. So it seems like her dad's doubts were there for a reason, because she's like, I'm only doing this one time. And of course, everybody says that, right? But that doubt started to creep in. And to your disdain, she actually brings up the fact that Zach proposed to someone else and then changed his mind. So what's going to stop him from changing his mind this time?
Yeah, when he was like, well, you know, you make a decision. Well, I don't want it to be a decision. He's like, no, that's what marriage is. It's making a decision.
Yeah.
But you can't have that mindset that, well, my parents got divorced, your parents got divorced. That's like saying you ate at this restaurant, got food poisoning. Someone else ate at the same restaurant in another state, got food poisoning. Maybe I shouldn't eat at that restaurant, which I get that, but it's not always the case.
Right.
So I just feel like she's worrying about way too much. Think about the wedding and getting through the first 6 months to a year
yes.
before you just start thinking all about the divorce, because you put it in your head, eventually you're going to speak it into existence.
You know, shout out to, let's see if I get it right this time, because, you know, I mispronounced it the last time, Rachel, right? Did I get it right this time? Close enough?
Sure.
What? No, that's what you're supposed to help me out. This is what's present for.
Rochelle.
Yeah, Rochelle. That's what I said.
Well, you said Rachel.
I know.
It's Rochelle.
Rochelle. Sorry, shout out to Rochelle. You're like, I'm trying to skate past that, right? Like,
yeah, you just did. Rachel, I'm like, Rochelle. Rochelle.
That's where you step right in and say it, okay? Rochelle. Shout out to Rochelle in the super chat. Says, imagine once he sees this show and sees Zach picking Irina's moon face first.
You mean Megan Fox?
Why would you say Megan?
That's what he told her that she looked like. He told Irina that she looks like Megan Fox. I was like, really?
Okay. I mean, the other Megan Fox. Megan the Fox. That's wow. what he meant to say. Look, as we move on to Chelsea and Kwame, these two, man. Kwame, we first see them shopping, and Kwame just seems so uninterested. And coming to find us because, you know, she was a little peeved at him when they woke up, and he seemed to have no idea why. But she just, it's one of those things, they have this really deep conversation as to the way she comes off to him at times. What'd you think about these two and their interaction?
Well, two things about this. A, if you don't like going shopping, I don't like going shopping with women because I don't have the patience. And so mm-hmm. Kwame just looks so frustrated. I would not want to be a part of that at all. Mm-hmm. But for him to be in his head about, I asked you this morning, is everything all right? And you're like, do I look like I'm all right? Like, she didn't say he did anything wrong. I don't know. Part of me just feels like Kwame can't even handle a person like a Chelsea. He just seems very. He
that
just
seems like something you would say. Do I look like?
He just
wrong?
Seems. Yeah, I mean, what do I look like? But here's the deal: if you're like, Terrell, what's wrong with you? What do I look like? Anything's wrong? Like, I'm good. And then if I walk off, are you gonna be on your head? God, I wonder what's really bothering Terrell. Is it me? Why didn't he tell me? Is he mad at me? And I feel like that's what Kwame does.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if she says everything's good, okay, move on. But don't take this as like a negative. And I just think he's just nitpicking, trying to find reasons to get out of this relationship.
Stop reading my notes. I said, Chelsea says she's direct and Kwame's nitpicking. Stop reading my notes.
You read mine, so.
You know, then we go off to see them meet Chelsea's family. Kwame calling them a loud family with a bunch of energy or a bunch of Chelsea's. Look, it's obvious he does not like her.
Chelsea is the loud one, and you gotta love or hate those loud friends, you know, or that one in the group that's just going to be loud and annoying, but they're good people. You just got to love them or hate them. Mm-hmm. And I think Chelsea is that type of person, and her whole family is that type of way as well. And I like how she was trying to sell him. You know, like he has this. I feel I feel like he was on the slave trade. He has a degree. He has a master's. He's former soccer. He can sing.
Former
he
professional. Can dance.
Yeah, former, like all this stuff. I'm like, why are you selling him?
Just... He can play the guitar. You know, I play a little piano too. Oh, really? Well, I do have a harp. Can you do that?
You give him a chiffon robe, he will break that thing down in minutes. He's that amazing.
I thought he did a great job blending in with the family, though. I mean, and if you look at body language, you notice, I don't know if you how much attention you pay to body language, how much stock you put into it, right? But you notice as he's talking to the family and he crosses his legs, he crosses them away from Chelsea and very much like blocks her off, and it's him and the family and not opening himself to her. Does that register to you as something? Because we all know he doesn't like her. I mean, it's all over the live chat right now. People saying, you know, he doesn't want her. Kwame doesn't love Chelsea, you know. Some to be you are hilarious.
So I can't say that the way he crosses his legs, because there's a book called Super Flirt, highly recommended, but it talks about body language and the differences between men and women and what their body movements tell them. And normally a man's feet points towards the target. And so if you're at a bar, stand there, and his feet are pointing towards that woman, that's who he's interested in.
Yeah, it was pointed sitting away, and that was my point.
But standing is one thing. Sitting is kind of hard to tell, because I'm more comfortable crossing my right leg over my left, no matter who's sitting to my left. It's just more comfortable for me than my left over my right. So I don't know, you know, but that's without trying to get too much into the body language. But I think the body language of her family was very opening. It was very open. They didn't like try to keep stuff in between them. You know, when the mom talked to him in the kitchen, it wasn't like, okay, he's on one side of the counter and I'm on the other. Mm-hmm. You know, they really embraced him because they saw how happy Chelsea was.
Right. Yeah, because you know, they really were. The conversation that they had, the one-on-one conversation he had with Olin, Chelsea's mom, the first thing I took away from that was Olin's not good at conversation at all, right? We know Chelsea likes to talk, but so does Olin, because here's the part she just fails at, the listening part. Every time Kwame was getting into a story, she'd cut him off and change the subject, right? Every time she'd ask a question and see the answer, she's like, oh, and then change the subject and go somewhere else.
Producers. Can't say that happened. That's producers and that's editing. We just can't look at that and say she kept cutting them off and changing the subject. Mm-mm. I think it's producers.
Don't stop standing up for her family. Give Kwame one thing.
I'm just standing up for everybody. It's reality TV. We know all this is BS. You know, but we get to make fun of it. I can't make that type of assumption. But, you know, and also I learned something.
What's that?
People can have pet squirrels. Had no idea.
No idea at all. You know, but, you know, certain things happen. You know, Jackie says, Kwame only proposed to Chelsea to get to see Micah, the one who broke his heart. He is still hurt by it. He does not look at Chelsea like how he does Micah. And that is true. He does not have the same hard eyes for her when he's saying that he wants to get away. He needs that time away. Is it really from her, or is it just, you know, because he needs his own space? But he does have a point, though. He's around her dog all day because he's at home, and then she comes home.
Okay. Two things. One, I don't think it's so much that he likes Micah over Chelsea. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like the fact that he got rejected. Think about superstar athletes, physically fit, in good shape. What do you mean you don't want all this, right? And that's the one that they tend to go after harder because that person rejects him. So I think that's more what it is. Because even if he got Micah, he wouldn't settle down with her either. You know, he just, it's the chase. And then when he starts going off about what he's sacrificing and being at home all day with the dog, get out of here with that. You signed up for a show in Seattle.
Yeah.
You knew what you signed up for, and this is not your first time signing up for a reality show. So you know how the whole thing works. You can't use that as an excuse.
Now, you know, we're going to get, I see a lot of comments about the photo shoot. We'll get to that in a little bit too, you know, as we get a little further into this. But one of the things that happened here too was that Kwame told Chelsea he doesn't want her to take his name until his mom is accepting of the marriage. And he's saying how tough it is to go on without his mom's approval. BS or nah?
BS.
Of course.
Yeah.
Trick question.
Yeah. It's total BS because your mom didn't approve the last time you tried to go on to a reality show.
Exactly.
She's not going to approve this time either. And you knew that. And then for you to say, I don't want you to take my last name. That's worse than a prenup. That's worse than a prenup. It's like, hey, we can get married, but I need you to keep your last name for right now until my mama say it's okay. Lies. Lies.
Like exactly. Mona says lies. Lies.
Lies.
Yeah.
Lies.
Yeah, because Married at First Sight was a show he went on the first time. And guess what? On there's no decision whether you want to get married or not. You get married. That's it. So, yeah, BS. You know, as we go through some of these other couples that got to meet, Tiffany and Brett, right? Getting to meet some of the family, and they met Brett's friends. The stress of the wedding starting to get to Tiffany, and Brett is still there to show her support. Because, you know, his friend's fine, but then after that, she just starts getting really stressed out. Why?
I'm curious myself. So I'm like, what's stressful about a wedding that you don't have to plan?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to worry about the ring. You don't have to worry about paying for the dress.
Right.
You just got to show up. Mm-hmm. So what are you stressed about?
And Brett has been perfect for you this entire time. So is it just her getting in her own head or what?
I mean, it has to be for whatever reason that she's this way. But I'm just like, Jesus, you're super emotional over nothing. And you're talking about stressed. I just don't understand. I've been around friends that got married. I was with you, your mm-hmm. wedding day. You run around. I'm like, okay, this is what this stuff is like. I can see it being stressful. Mm-hmm. But imagine if all you had to do was show up. You didn't have to pay for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the stress?
You know, here's where I question Brett, though, because to take her mind off of, you know, the stress of the wedding, he takes on a seaplane ride by making her and you know, take her mind off that stress by making her stress about flying on a small ass plane.
He probably held her by the arm and was like, oh, this is a beautiful view, isn't it? Isn't this nice? You keep crying, I'm gonna push you out.
Okay? Stop it. Stop it. Crying. Not Brett. Stop
you,
it.
You got one more time. I'm gonna push you out. You Oh. Okay. That's scary. That's stressful. What we're doing is not stressful. Are we good? Okay, sir, land the plane. I think we're good now.
You know, Evo Style says Tiffany's stressing herself out. And I like what Mimi says. Tiffany better not mess this up for us. Yes, because we're all invested. We're invested in this. Absolutely right.
Yeah, I mean, this is the one couple that we all believe in and we want to see it work. But I think she's just stressing a little bit too much. But luckily, Brett's friends were very supportive and they were all good with it. So hopefully that helped her feel better as well.
Shaw Graham says maybe this is what kept Tiffany unmarried. And hey, Drew, what up, Drew? He says, I feel like she's going to say no. Why? Do you think it's the nerves? You know,
no one's treated her like this before.
Mm.
Her friends are in love with him. Why would she say no?
Mm-hmm. High Vibe says Black Toot will eat Tiffany up if she leaves Brett. Yes, they will. The women in this chat will do that as well.
Yeah, Brett will be upset for like 2 weeks, and then he'll go to his Instagram and look at his DMs. He'll be like, I'm back now, in the game.
Tiffany must have heard you complain about her crying, because she then explains to you by way of Brett as to why she's crying so much and why the pressure got to her. And, you know, especially the fact that her grandparents had been married so long, and after this short time, and this all the reasons why, and this isn't what she was accustomed to.
I listened to that whole thing, and I got nothing.
I know.
I didn't watch that and be like, oh, you know what, Tiffany, my bad. I get it now. I'm like, no, still, stop all that damn crying.
It's all well and good, but and at least she didn't cry when she got to meet, you know, Herbert, Brett's dad, and Angus, his brother. And here's the great thing about this. I thought it was amazing the fact that it's the first time Brett's dad had been on a plane since the 80s.
Yeah.
How important is it for you, and shows the love, even though this is not a family that shows love? That was a big step to let him know my daddy loves me in this space.
Yeah, they don't say it. You know, they dap each other up, but that shows, that's him saying, I love you. I'm going to take this trip and come on out.
And Daddy said, Daddy, you never said you love me. Like, I got in this goddamn plane, didn't I?
But I like Brett's dad. It reminded me, I think all of us have, when we were young, we had that old black uncle mm-hmm. old school, and you just sit and just listen to them. And I think there's just anybody who's old has mm-hmm. wisdom. Mm-hmm. And so it's just great to listen to him. But you could tell how far his wisdom goes, because he's, when Brett was like, you know, she's very supportive, da da da, and she's very patient. And he says, as menfolk, that's what we need. I was like, as menfolk? I'm like, this is old school right here. And I'm like, I'm yes. here for all of it, because that man is going to spit some knowledge. Yes. If you just really listen to him. And he's yes. he's a sharp dude. But
yes.
I really liked him.
I did too. I liked him from the very beginning, because as soon as he got there, as soon as she sat down, Dad breaks the ice with some jokes. Yeah, how much did you pay this woman to show up here? Daddy wasn't playing. And I love it. And like I said, you know, you could tell that he's not the person that's really, he's harsh in a sense with them, but there's love. And they even explained the same thing that Brett had told him, which is like, look, yeah, we don't do this, but this is how we show our love. And the fact that he even said the point, like, you know, men folk need that. It's like, yeah, this is what we need. A woman who's going to be able to do this stuff. This is good for you. And that trip alone showed so much for me with those two.
Yeah. And I liked his other part when he said that, you know, what you build, because he appreciated the process, how they fell in love with each other, mm-hmm. sight unseen, and they got a chance to really build something. And he was saying, all those things that you're doing to build something from within is what's going to make the relationship stronger. And I was like, yes, mm-hmm. that is the idea of the experiment. He gets it.
We don't hug, we dap up. That's what Angus said about that family too. And of course, you know, there's also some harshness going on around the family. Because what did Angus ask? What do you think about my hairstyle?
She was nice about it, because I'd have been like, you need to do something. I'd be like, well, it depends. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? If you good where you at, keep it.
Like KJ says, old school dad roasting his kids. Love it, man. And it's like, hey, this is, you go, somebody's gonna get these jokes, and more than likely it's gonna be y'all.
Yeah. I mean, it's great that the dad and, you know, a young bookman from Good Times showed up. Booger showed up. But regardless of all that, you can tell that family, Brett and his brother and his dad, there's a lot of love there. It yeah. might not be the type of love that other people show in their families, but the way they do it, it works for them. Mm-hmm. And it was impressive.
Now, when we get to Micah and Paul, the discussion of where to live and space and all that, I thought was really good too. Lots of hesitation, yet a lot of compromise. Paul said he wouldn't want to go to Scottsdale, but if his job let him go fully remote, he would go, but he would not move. Then was like, you know what? Let me not say that. Let me go into this with an open mind. See, I have high hopes for these two.
You know, I don't, but I do like the fact that Paul was at least open mm-hmm. to it, unlike some people who think Portland is just awesome. But he's open to it. But did you catch what Micah said? That, you know, she doesn't know if she could fit into his life.
Right.
And I don't think she meant his work life. She meant his apartment and the way he lives.
Yes, exactly. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if not, she's going to have to dress him and do all this stuff and put his outfits together for him all the time. And maybe she doesn't want to do that.
Well, you know, think about it. When they were talking about it, and when they're talking about the living space, right? What happened? He's like, she's like, well, you know, there's not enough space for me there. And she's like, he's like, what do you mean? Do you have more stuff than what you brought to the apartment? She's like, that's not even 1/40th of what I have. Which you can tell, Paul hasn't been around a lot of women who have a lot of clothes, right? Because that goes without saying.
Well, he did say that he normally went for the grunge, patchouli, hippie types. They don't have a lot of clothes. Mm-hmm. Like what Micah would have.
Right.
But did you notice how much Paul says like? Just like Micah, and I'm wondering, did she rub off on him? And so now every time he talks, and like, you know, and then like, and like, and the more she, just listening to her talk, it's just so frustrating.
Now, Tasha says, Micah acts like Paul and her can't move into a bigger space. But notice, Paul had a solution. He's like, I feel like we need a three bedroom, a two or three bedroom. Let's get a three bedroom because one room is just going to be for just all your clothes. See, the man's learning already.
Yeah, but maybe, and just maybe, let's say if I own two properties, mm-hmm. one in Phoenix and or one in Scottsdale and one in Seattle, both are nicely furnished. And then I come over to your house and you have one apartment that's small with outdoor furniture that you found off the road. I'm going to really wonder, like, could we be together?
Well, the man is a nature lover, apparently. So, you know, I'm just saying. Here's what I did like, though. I like when Paul said Micah makes him want to be his best self. I felt that. Right? It's the same kind of thing I felt when I met my wife. And this is coming from a man who once told somebody, you make me the worst version of myself, right? So I understand the highs and the lows of these, right? And that's what Paul says to Mike, and she makes him want to be his best self. That says a whole lot when you want to be your best self for somebody else.
It does, but is it his best self so he can keep the eye candy on his arm?
No.
Just saying, maybe he wants he's always wanted this type of girl he can never get when he was younger. Maybe that's the best self that he's worried about.
Watching them. Okay, but before we get to this part, you saw them making their own rings. What'd you think about that?
I thought that was dope. I thought it was really cool because you can easily go somewhere and buy a band, but the fact that y'all made this together. And I like his analogy of it. It's two worlds coming together, molded into one ring. I thought that was really nice.
I'm sorry, I just got to go back to this. Dallas Boss says all Paul's furniture is damp. I can see that. And Drew even says Paul probably has $100,000 in a bank somewhere. He probably does, because he's definitely not spending it on furniture, that's for sure.
No.
He picked that up off the side of the road for free.
Yeah, no. No way in the world.
Now, watching Mike and Paul say their goodbyes before the wedding, isn't that kind of cute, though? I mean, doesn't it give you hope for these two? This Mike is very different than the one we saw in the pods.
No.
Okay, all right, you're not buying it.
No, I don't think so. Because I think we have to look at, and I'm sure we'll talk about it, there's sober Micah, and there's Micah after cocktails. Those are two totally different people.
Well, next up we have wedding dress shopping and tux shopping. Of course, you know, yours and mine, favorite part of any of these shows that involves weddings. And we know it's a necessary evil. And guess when you talk about the evil, Jackie did not even show up for the dress fitting.
Yeah. No, she didn't. But I got to address this real quick. So... is it Roni? Yeah, if I pronounced it wrong, Yanni will correct me, I'm sure. She says, I can't believe y'all think Micah is eye candy. Society has people blinded. No, it's not what I said. I said, I think maybe Paul thinks she's eye candy.
Yeah.
That he's always
Call wanted. Terrell out on that, because Terrell thinks she's eye candy. Go ahead.
No, I don't. No, there's no way in the world. But the reason why I say that, because I notice a lot of times in the comments, people will either misconstrue something that we said, and make it seem like we don't think that Micah is eye candy. We just think she's eye candy for Paul, because Paul hasn't gotten a girl like Micah. That's why he dated all those grunge, patchouli smelling chicks for most of his life.
Well, before we get back to the dress shopping, another shout out to Rochelle for the super chat. Says Kwame's forehead already has two zip codes, so he shouldn't have an issue with moving.
No. So, you know, you have and I'll be honest, like the whole dress part of, what was that? Episode 10. That part just bores me. I wish they would just skip through a lot of that.
Yeah.
Because I just don't get anything out of it. But, the fact that
you
Jackie
don't,
didn't,
but
right. I wish they would skip through it, 'cause I don't get anything out of it. But I'm sure other people do. Hey, great. Just not my thing. And anytime we watch the show and they get to this part of it, I'm always kind of just checked out.
Yeah.
But the fact that Jackie didn't show up, and I like how, you know, Tiffany was like, hey, babe.
Yep.
Want some tea? Okay. Jackie's not here.
And then what did Brett do? He did what he was supposed to. He went over. Hey, Marshall, come here for a second. He caught Marshall in the middle of, you know, telling a nice little love story. Hey, bro, come here for a second. Come on for a second. Let me just tell you something. And he did his duty. He told him. And you literally watch Marshall break down, but stay tough in front of everybody and just exit stage left because we didn't see him again. And you know, kudos to Brett. Brett has put Marshall under his wing. And come here, young fella. Let me help you out here real quick, brother.
Yeah, Marshall, he went into that Ike mode. Like when if the dancers messed up, they were off cue, that look.
Yeah.
Again, that was the look that Marshall had. He was hot. But I respect the fact that Brett did that. And you're right. That's bro code. That's what you're supposed to do. Because he's out there trying to pick this tux, and he's in the middle of telling how this person is his world and how she makes him feel, and doesn't realize that she didn't even show up to go try on the dresses.
Right. You know, it was the mature thing to do. And like Tasha said, he pulled him aside instead of standing in front of anybody, which that's the case. Drew's not even here for it. He says, you know, his ass shouldn't have been at the fitting either. Probably shouldn't have been. Here's something I want to ask you, because we give Kwame a hard time. And, you know, just like Rochelle did just recently, and talking about his head has two different zip codes. No problem moving. But look at what he did. He also didn't have a problem putting Chelsea as his phone background screen, right? And let's be honest, in the day of the phones that we have, that's a big deal because, you know, it's there. And even Brett was like, yo, I got to step my game up if you're doing this. When he's talking to everybody at this tux fit and talking to the guys, he's around the guys. He acts like he's truly in love. It's just that when he's around Chelsea, that he just gives off irritated and can't stand, like, yeah, let me get away from her.
Well, I think what Kwame was doing is, you know, you meet a girl.
Such a scam.
And you're like, hey, can you send me a picture? I want to make it my, you know, whenever you call, I want it to pop up. And so you feel special, but he does that for every chick. And so...
He was the background. He wasn't even just on the call.
No, I know that. Okay, you can easily set your background and change it.
Yeah, you can.
To whatever you want it to be. And so, yeah.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah, and then for the show, it's great to say that on air because other women who want a former professional soccer player, they're like, ooh, he does stuff like that? How cute. I don't buy it.
Yeah. Well, look. Of course, I get all the dress fitting stuff. You and I were like, okay, it's great. You know, the dresses look good. Tuxes look good. Zach saying that, you know, Bliss, of course, picked out everything. And the guys are like, yeah, oh, okay. We'll see how that works out. But I'm glad he kind of, you know, look, this is not the most important part to me. He knows he's not the big dresser. This is what it is, right?
Right.
Let's get to the juicy part. Jackie and Josh. Because Jackie didn't show up to the to get her... her dress. And as Tony says, Jackie's for the streets, and she was in the streets with Josh meeting up with him and admits that she was immediately attracted to him.
Yes, she did. She admitted she's immediately attracted to him. Josh came in, you know, doing his whatever swag thing that he does.
Yes.
And he was just putting his Mac down and she was for it. But what I did make note of around this particular part, this is the part I was saying that Jackie said that this scene happened after the fact. So it makes it seem like everyone else is dress shopping and she snuck off with Josh.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the case from what Jackie's saying on her Instagram account. She's trying to set the record straight, but she still met up with him. And all of us are like, we're not upset. We're more like, hey, Marshall, we wish you'd have got out a long time ago. But Jackie, if you want Josh, go for it.
You know, here's the thing, though. I didn't think it happened at the same time. And I figured it's just timing the way they did it. So, but of course, you know, there's some people going to see it that way. But obviously, because the way they kind of did it, and they had to acknowledge the fact that she wasn't there. Where was she? All right, she's meeting with him. Doesn't mean it was exactly the same thing, same time, right? But she goes on. Here's what I didn't like, and I'm sure she didn't, you know, talk about this in her post or in any of her tweets, because she definitely went on a Twitter rage for a while. She goes on to tell Josh that Marshall is too sensitive for her. Why? Because it's the first time she's had someone love her and tell her and show her that they love her. And then she continues to dog out Marshall even more to Josh. That, to me, shows her lack of class, period.
But what made you think she had class before she did?
My bad.
I mean, there's nothing about her that made me think, wow, Marshall got a, she's a classy young lady. No, she's a young lady that's been in some really bad relationships, doesn't really know who she is or what she wants, and probably mm-hmm. should never have signed up. She should have never signed up for the show. And I'm sure mm-hmm. she's not liking all the smoke that she's getting because on her Instagram, you can't comment. Mm-hmm. So she blocked all comments from everything because people went back to stuff she posted in 2017 and were just putting trash cans, trash.
Yeah.
Sad faces. So she shouldn't even been in this process because she can't handle a guy like Marshall.
Now, here's the thing about this, and I noticed this coming up quite a bit here in the chat. Like Monique says, Jackie's a liar, right? okay, just leaving that straight up there like that. That could go for many things. But Jerry says that coffee shop meeting was not the first time they talked or saw each other after that party. You know what? The way they got up and left, that was not a first time kiss. I totally agree with Jerry on this because that just looked like, you know, a regular we've been kissing for a minute. Type get up and leave kiss. It's just dog and walk. Well,
but you're also forgetting that all that connection they spent in the pods where they fell for each other. So I think a lot of times they come out of the pod still having those feelings. I think there could be something. So maybe could have been their first kiss. I don't know.
Yo, Dallas Boss says, can we cut Jackie a little slack? No. She asked Marshall to man up and he ran to his car like someone just snatched his grandma's shade.
Come on now. We're on Marshall's side. I thought we were all Team Marshall.
Apparently not.
Yeah. I thought we were Team Marshall today.
Paris says, I'm surprised Jackie was attracted to Josh. Josh is not what Jackie described as a type. She wants her 15 minutes of fame as well. Could be.
Possibly so. So after the meeting with Josh, mm-hmm. now, at least what we saw on the show, then the fun stuff happened.
Yeah, because, so she goes back to the apartment. Marshall shows up, and she says, the outside world got to us. No, Josh got to you. Don't taste the outside world. And then here's the funny thing. This is where it really got to me. She lies and says it was the convo after Chelsea's party that was the final straw.
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind, prior to Josh walking in, she tells us in that confessional that, you know, one-on-one with the producer slash the camera and says that she was attracted to him the minute she saw him at the party. So the final straw was really when you walked in, you heard Josh's voice like, oh, Josh is here. Even though she put on the poker face, she was all about Josh mm-hmm. the minute she walked into that. But she was also done with Marshall that day, too.
Yeah, I think even if Josh didn't show up to Chelsea's party, mm-hmm. Jackie was done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have sex, bro. Well, there's why you don't have sex. And so I think Jackie was done regardless of Josh showing up or not. But I think in that moment, she womaned up and was just like, hey, look, I can't give you what you need. Mm-hmm. I can't do all these things for you. And Marshall's just sitting there mad, which rightfully so. But and then he's like, well, I want the ring back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, good for you. I probably would have asked. And then what did she say? I'm not giving the ring back.
Yeah, that was kind of bad for her to do that. I mean, I guess for her thing, because she did put us on Twitter saying, look, love is blind, paid for the ring. I'm not giving that back. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't pay for the ring. That's jacked up still.
Yeah, and then that project mind kicked in. You know, I'm going to take this ring and I'm going to flip it. Yeah. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this money and I'm going to take that $5,000. I'm going to flip that. Yeah. Because she's not going to wear the ring. Mm-hmm. You know, who would do that? Just walk around wearing a ring. Why would you keep it? But, I think it's sad for Marshall. She handled the whole thing badly, but he got his closure and he has to process that and move on.
What I like, though, because she goes, well, maybe I'll see you around. He goes, no, you won't. I like the fact that at least in that moment, she probably went, ooh, do you want makeup sex? She probably got a little turned on by him saying, no, you won't. Because finally he stood up for himself, which he hasn't been doing this entire time.
Yeah, well, and I'm glad he said, no, you won't. I would be the exact Same way. It's like, okay, you're doing this to me. Okay, we don't need to connect. And you don't need to be able to follow me on social of any kind. I'm going to block you from all of it. You don't need to know how I'm doing.
Yeah. Period. You know, Mona made this point because I saw this popping up a couple places. Someone said she posted she's married, but erased it. Yeah, she had to take that post down, I believe, because she's trying to clear up a lot of stuff. And that's the problem. As this is happening and you're getting dragged on social media, you feel like, because someone she said, and she was like, yeah, well, I'm married, stupid, to just replying to somebody else. And I'm sure they're like, please remember your NDA, delete all those tweets. Save it for the reunion.
You know, I don't know if I could have packed with her still in the house. Like, I'd been like, hey, I'm going to leave. You pack your stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the producers will let me know when you're gone, then I'll come back, because I don't know how I'd handle that. But when she's talking outside to the camera, she's like, well, you know, I'm sorry. Actually, no, I'm not sorry.
Yes.
You know. Yeah, actually, no, I'm not sorry. And so at least she admits, she's like, hey, look, I'm crazy. I probably need to do some self-work. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
Yeah, and remember, she did say, like Stacey pointed out, did she say she was too crazy to get married? She did kind of say that. She said, you know, maybe I'm not going to take, maybe I'll just be by myself. Maybe I don't even deserve to be married, you know? Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, I hope she gets the help that she needs. And you know, all the smoke that she's getting on social, she brought that on herself. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel bad for her. I hate that people like go after some of these folks and just really purposely find a way to go at them personally.
Yeah.
Whether in their DMs or show up at their house and put signs up and all that kind of stuff. I hate that when that happens, but I didn't make you do the show.
You know, we got to talk about the bachelor and bachelorette part. We got to talk about the first wedding that we got to. But before we get that, there were engagement photos, which, you know, Rochelle says that wasn't an engagement shoot. That was soft porn for Calvin Klein. On point.
I don't know. She said, you know,
I want bed shots. I want window shots. I want couch shots. I want back shots.
Well, okay. So originally I was a fan of this couple. Then I was like Team Chelsea. I'm starting to teeter a little bit because I notice on her social, like her aunts, whatever, have some kind of sweater jacket line and all that. So I feel like a lot of stuff she's doing is for social and for the show. And so this whole wanting to do the boudoir pics and all that, and both of them in the underwear and all that, I just didn't understand why you would do that. And not to say that doing that is wrong. I'm just saying, I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, what? It's always been a dream of mine. I always wanted this. I'm just like, really? That's been your dream?
So someone asked this earlier, and I forgot to star it, so I didn't get. I can't go back and find it. But will she show her family? Will Chelsea show her family these engagement photos? You know what? I'm sure she would. I'm quite sure she would, because just from the whole, she's so proud of Kwame and of Kwame's body. I think she's more proud of Kwame's body than Kwame is.
Yeah, she is. She is. I mean, I think she's very proud to have that, you know, physical specimen, that strong black buck that just got to show it off.
Look at my African right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Many people say that back in college, that one time, that one black guy, look, I got pictures.
You only heard about Sarah Palin and Glenn Rice. Yeah. I'm going to show you mine.
I just thought the whole Boudoir pictures was weird. I don't think those are wrong things to do. I just didn't understand why you put this into the show. I just feel like there's a reason. I feel like it's for social media and all that kind of stuff.
So what do you think about the conversation they had after that, though? You know, when we found out why Kwame's mom was not all about the process and why he thinks she may not even show up to the wedding.
You know, I think Chelsea's just going to have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. I really think that Kwame knows that his mom doesn't believe in any of this, and he doesn't plan to even go through with it, I think. I think he's not going to say yes, but I don't know. I mean, I just don't get it. I didn't get that whole conversation and what I'm wondering if Chelsea's not reading between the lines of all the stuff that he's saying, that this is probably not going to work out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is facts. You know, we get to the bachelor party. We get to the bachelorette party. The burlesque dancer comes out, and I'm with Zach. Yeah, not my style. We're good. Liquor kicked it on Kwame, and he calls Seattle Lamar Odom with Michael Jordan prices.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Just say you broke. It's okay. Just say you broke. We saw his apartment. You know, he doesn't have a cleaning lady by any means.
Not having a cleaning lady doesn't mean you're broke. Come on.
No. I'm just talking about how messy his place was. But I've been to Seattle, been to Portland. I've never heard anyone say that about either one. Mm-hmm. He is upset about, I take my shirt off and I run this trail these type of the months, and then I go play soccer. I'm like, that is the, I can't believe I just said I'm like, now I'm turned into Micah.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry. When I hear him say things like that, I just don't understand why that is something that's so important.
Did it make you feel some type of way?
It did. And I'm sure Seattle is thinking, we don't want you here anyway, Kwame. You're going back to Portland.
Yeah. They get to the bachelorette party. Chelsea goes, you know what? I know I just showed everybody on TV my draws in this engagement photo shoot, so why stop now? And gets up on stage and shows everybody her draws there, too. And did you notice Shelby is like Irina times 10 at this bachelorette party?
She is, but Chelsea, did you catch this? My fiance is 10 times hotter than any stripper.
Yes.
So I'm not interested. Come on now, Chelsea. I mean, I can say Kwame's a good looking guy. He's fit. I get it. But she'll just dial that back a little bit.
Well, she loves her man.
And she's that loud. You know, we're talking about people being loud. Mm-hmm. When she was talking to her girlfriends, you guys. And everyone else was looking and saying to themselves, that's Chelsea.
Yeah. You know, she's just loud. She's the loud one. But is Kwame justified now? Because remember, he said that about her family. It was just a bunch of Chelseas. And he was alluding to the fact that she was loud. And then he got his justification in this episode, right?
But I think we all knew she was loud.
Okay, good point.
That's who she is. We all knew that. And I think in the beginning, a lot of people appreciated that about her. And then, of course, over time, it grates on you.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, this is a bit much.
He probably appreciated it the first night in Mexico. After that, yeah. It was like, all right, stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Shelby, again, Shelby's that bitter friend that all of her friends are hot and cute, and they get the good-looking guys. She gets the leftovers. And she still feels that way. And just trying to hate all over on Micah. I mean, on Paul. And then what does Micah 2? Because Micah 1 is sober. Mm-hmm. Micah 2, drunk Micah, what does she do?
But look, here's the problem, because what happens is that Shelby keeps pouring all this doubt into Micah, so things happen.
It does, but Micah gets tipsy. You can hear the slurred speech.
Yes.
And sounds just terrible. So she FaceTimes Paul. Mm-hmm. Paul!
But
that would annoy me. Even if they had iPhones in my 20s, I would be annoyed.
Oh yeah,
I want you to meet my friend. We're gonna come crash your bachelor party.
Okay, she didn't. But here's the thing: it's not like she did anything bad in that boat. I mean, it would annoy the crap out of me too. Because trust me, it's nothing I hate worse than just drunk people, especially if I'm sober. So, so trust me, I feel you on that. However, at least she didn't go down the route that we saw her do before, right? And the one thing I will say about this is that Shelby makes me actually feel bad for Micah having her as a friend. And remember, in the very beginning of this whole thing, I was not a fan. I wanted Micah to get her heart broken. I was like, after all the stuff you did, how y'all hated on everybody else. But now I almost feel sorry for her that she's got a friend like Shelby.
Well, to Shelby's credit, if you don't like that Micah's marrying Paul, you don't agree, say it once. Say your piece and then stop saying it. Stop trying to beat it down into the ground. to get Micah to change her mind. Mm. And that's exactly what Shelby tends to do. She keeps trying to plant that seed of negativity into Micah's head, hoping that Micah will eventually leave Paul and come cuddle up in her bed.
Right. Another super chat from Michelle says, thank you very much for the super chats too, by the way. It says, Micah and Shelby have definitely sister. Because Shelby's given jealous. Everybody said this from the very beginning, that Shelby has been given jealous vibes this entire time, right?
She has. But Micah's kept her around for a long time. But after meeting Shelby, I can see why her and Irina clicked in the pods.
You know what? That's right. Because Irina was also the ugly friend that, you know, filled that space for her too. Our first wedding is up, right? We get to our first wedding as we wrap up this week's recap. Chelsea and Kwame, they're the first ones up. Chelsea tells her family about Kwame's mom's hangups. And, you know, we get to see their reaction to that. And then, of course, did you see Kwame's brother looking like the Ghanaian Morris Chestnut? Am I the only one that saw this? Am I the only one that saw this?
Ricky!
So I'll say what I liked about Kwame's brother and sister coming over. You could tell that they really support him.
Yes.
And in what he's doing. And I think their sibling dynamic I thought was really cool. Because sometimes you just have siblings you don't get along with. Mm-hmm. And I think they get along really well together and they're very supportive. With Chelsea and getting ready for the wedding. And I think this is just a thing people do because they're all giddy. You know, you got people. Remember at your wedding, was I just walking up to you? It's like, you're getting married today. You're getting married today. Did you hear me, Yanni? You're getting married today.
I would have literally walked out of the room and like, all right, yeah, so no more for him, please. Thank you. Just only coffee and Red Bull. Thank you.
Did you know you're getting married today? So our friend telling Chelsea that, she's, I'm getting married. I mean, I get it. I mean, that bouquet was huge. Mm-hmm. But I get it. But I really liked the fact that Kwame's sister went over to Chelsea's whatever room, gave her a gift, you know, made from their country and really connected with her since the mom isn't doing it at all.
Right.
I thought maybe that gave Chelsea some sense of peace a little bit about the whole relationship.
What did you think when, okay, so two things I want to know how you feel about. One, how did it feel watching Kwame's family pray, knowing that Kwame was going to say no? I mean, he hasn't said anything yet. We know that. But that's the only thing I'm thinking as they're praying. I'm like, because, of course, he hadn't been to church in a while. You know, so they all, can we pray? Yeah. Y'all go ahead.
I can relate a little bit. I'm not religious. And so people are like, hey, well, we want to pray. And I'm like, okay. And everybody bows their head. And I'm just sitting in my head bowed, but I'm like, I just do that because it's just hard for me to get into it because I'm just not that person. But you know, if his family wants to pray with him and pray for him and on the journey that he's going with, great. It's going to make great TV, obviously. So even when he does say no, people still going to get excited about that part.
He can repent. Now, after they pray, Kwame's sister goes over to see Chelsea. And I like when she walks in the room, they're like, this must be Kwame's sister. Really? Really? How did you know? just in case, we don't want to be racist and say, are you the help?
Exactly. Like, what do you want them to say? She walk in and be like, oh, no, thank you, ma'am. We're good. We got plenty of coffee, champagne, and mimosas. We're good. We could use some towels. If you get a moment, you can bring us some towels.
That would have made for great for some great TV.
Yeah, that would have been hilarious. Hey, Chelsea. Hey, man. Towels.
So they get to the altar, right? But first of all, what did you think of the gift that she gave her?
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool to give something of her culture to share it with Chelsea. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a very thoughtful gift.
It was. It really was. And it was a good moment. I think it really was a good thing. Like Stephanie here says, his sister reminds me of SK's mom, happy and hopeful, just to be let down. We all know what's about to happen.
I think his sister and brother, they're like, look, we have some frequent flyer miles that just been burning a hole in our pocket.
Yeah.
So we're going to fly down there. And we gonna kick it. After you get done with this, we're all going to Vegas.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So they gonna put us up in the hotel for free too? All right, we're coming. You want us to say a prayer on TV? Is that gonna look good? All right, we'll do that too. They get to the altar, and you know, what do you think of them when they get to the altar? You know, Chelsea's looking at him. You could tell she loves that man. The way she's looking at him, you're like, Jesus, she loves that man. And unfortunately, Carmel is up there. We can see Bartice up there again. Doesn't give two shits at all.
Exactly. You could tell she is just smitten by him, and she is all in on this. All her quirks and everything, set that aside. She is all in.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's standing there just thinking to himself, I am so glad I'm not going to have to move to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to have this weird, awkward conversation, a couple more shows, and then I'll be back on the running trail in Portland, swiping right.
And as expected, Chelsea did say yes. And of course, the cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
So, predictions. We gave our predictions before. Let's give these before we get out of here. We just got to do our predictions one more time, right? So let's go ahead and go through these. Let me see. I'm just scrolling back down so I can make sure I can get to the ones that we had before. Since we are here at Chelsea and Kwame, initially, I said yes, you said no. Then last week, we both said no. We know Chelsea says yes. What does Kwame say?
No.
Right there with you, brother. No times two again. We're right here. All right, so we've said yes twice to Tiffany and Brett. Do we think they're going to do it?
Yes.
Okay, we're on the same page. Now let's get to some disagreements. Micah and Paul, we both said no twice. What do you say now?
I still say no.
I knew you would. Why?
Because I don't think that they are the match that they're trying to portray that they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more just for the show and to make it through the process. But I don't see Micah falling in love with this dude and moving into his, you know, outside couch apartment and staying with him and having to like teach him how to dress. All that. I just don't see them working out long term. And I think Shelby is getting in her head, providing a lot of doubt. So I'm going to go with nope on Micah and Paul.
Stacey's with you. She says Micah will say no. You know, I'm going to go yes. Stephanie says that too. Micah says no. Kenichi says that Paul deserves better. Tay, nobody, everybody. Rania says Micah and Paul, no. Shagram, no. No. Okay. Finally. Jeez, I thought I was the only one here. Taja says Micah will say yes if Paul says yes first. I think that's what's going to happen. I think they're going to say yes. I'm actually switching my no to a yes, just so we can break this tie because we're in agreement too much so far. So
okay, we can go that route.
I just want to point out, I already have the lead anyway because Jackie and Marshall, I said no from the get-go. You said yes initially. Then we both said no, and then we were both right.
Correct.
Because that's not even a question. Do we go Jackie and Josh and just... We won't find out till the reunion anyway. So we'll save that and find out what we get there. And Bliss and Zach, what do you think? Because I think initially we both said no. Then you still said no last week. I said maybe. I was wavering. So are you still on a hard no for these two?
So I am a yes, but by the reunion, they won't be together.
You really think that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna go with a yes, but it won't last.
Not at all.
I'm gonna go with a yes as well. So we're both on the yes on this one because, I'm not gonna give a timeline like you. You know, Shagram says no for Bliss. Bliss will say no. Wow. You know, Tough crowd. And Stacey, I'm with you. This one has me stumped too because I almost feel like they'll do it, but I'm not sure. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go on the side of love. Dallas Ball says Bliss says no, and Zach stalks her.
Nope, not gonna happen.
Well, you know what? It'll be interesting. So we're gonna have to figure out our timeline for this as well too. What we're doing because of course the next episode drops Friday. The live reunion is Sunday. Do we combine the two? Do it all on Monday?
No, I think we do two separate. One Friday and then one Sunday. Okay. And as we put these on YouTube, hey, be sure everyone that's in this chat, like.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure you like us on here, but also be sure you hit the bell for notifications. That way you see when we're going to go live.
Exactly. Because we'll get them up. Because we've got a weekend filled of reality TV dating shows. Terrell's Dream Weekend.
Yep. A lot of bourbon. I'm going to be on brown liquor this weekend, so be ready for it.
Oh, boy. We're going to get canceled this weekend. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.